Yesterday I came by our bookshop at OM and met Victor, and he was holding the Logos Story, a book about our mission ship where I met my wife Rachel on many years ago. And I said to him, "Victor, what do you do?" And he said, "Well, I lead teams of children to Africa to sing." And I said, "Oh, the two great communicators in life are story and song. And why do people buy CDs? Because they love songs. And why do they buy DVDs? Because they love stories, movies." And then I said, "Can I tell you a story from that ship that you have the book of, the Logos Story?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "We had a book exhibition on the ship of 4,000 titles of books, educational, family, and Christian books. And there were three kinds of people that came on the ship. There were those that looked at the books, those that bought the books, and those that took the books. And one man came on board and took some books. And when he came home, he started opening them. And one of the books that he opened was the Bible. And as soon as he opened it, he got convicted of his sin of stealing, dropped to his knees on the floor, and gave his life to God. How do I know that story? Because 10 years later, he came to the Dulos ship when it was in the Philippines again and said, "I've come to pay for books I stole 10 years ago. And by the way, I came to Christ through stealing the Bible, and now I'm a pastor of a church." And so we always tell people jokingly, if you come to the ship, if you're going to steal any book, steal the Bible. So I shared that with Victor, and tears welled up in his eyes. And I just said, "Stories are great. You've got to read that book about that amazing ship that sailed for 17 years and 10 million people came on board." And as I walked away, Victor just said, "Richard, you don't know how much this little time you had with me encouraged me." So encourage someone today with tell them a story of God at work. Thank you.